Prologue. In 1989, the Texas legislature established the commercial driver license law to comply with the Federal Commercial Motor Vehicle Safety Act of 1986. These laws were passed to reduce traffic accidents involving commercial motor vehicles. The following handbook was designed to assist you, the professional driver, to pass the required knowledge and skills tests. Look for relevant study and review questions at the end of many chapters. Although comprehensive, this handbook is not an exact reference to the Texas Commercial Driver License Law. Who needs a commercial driver license? All drivers who operate a commercial motor vehicle are required to have a commercial driver license. The law does provide for some exemptions. A driver that meets one or more of the criteria listed below will not be required to have a CDL. However, the driver is required to have a Class A, B, or C non-CDL license. Who is exempt from a CDL? Certification form CDL-2 required. Persons operating the following vehicles are exempt from a commercial driver license. 1. A vehicle that is controlled and operated by a farmer, used to transport agricultural products, farm machinery, or farm supplies to or from a farm, not used in the operations of a common or contract motor carrier, and used within 150 air miles of the person's farm. 2. A firefighting or emergency vehicle necessary to the preservation of life or property or the execution of emergency governmental functions, whether operated by an employee of a political subdivision or by a volunteer firefighter. This includes operators of industrial emergency vehicles. 3. A military vehicle, when operated for military purposes by military personnel, members of the reserves and National Guard on active duty, including personnel on full-time National Guard duty, personnel on part-time training, and National Guard military technicians. 4. A recreational vehicle that is driven for personal use. 5. A vehicle that is owned, leased, or controlled by an air carrier, as defined by Texas Transportation Code, TRC, Section 21.155, and that is driven or operated exclusively by an employee of the air carrier only on the premises of an airport, as defined by the TRC, Section 6. A vehicle used exclusively to transport seed cotton modules or cotton burrs. Different classes of commercial driver licenses. The three basic types or classes of commercial driver licenses are described below. This helps a person determine which class of license he, she needs and which section of the handbook to study. Class A. Any combination of vehicles with a gross combination weight rating of 26,001 pounds or more, provided the gross vehicle weight rating of the vehicle or vehicles towed exceeds 10,000 pounds. Class B. Any single vehicle with a gross vehicle weight rating of 26,001 pounds or more. Any one of those vehicles towing a vehicle that does not exceed 10,000 pounds gross vehicle weight rating, and any vehicle designed to transport 24 passengers or more, including the driver, and a Class B license will be restricted to operating buses under 26,001 pounds GVWR if the skills test is taken in a bus with a GVWR of less than 26,001 pounds, and Class C. Any single vehicle or combination of vehicles that is not a Class A or Class B if the vehicle is 1. Designed to transport 16 to 23 passengers including the driver, or 2. Used in the transportation of hazardous materials that require the vehicle to be placarded under 49 CFR, Part 172, Subpart F. Commercial Learner Permit, CLP. A commercial learner permit, CLP, will be issued to drivers who are applying to drive a commercial vehicle or upgrading an existing commercial driver license. A CLP must be held for a minimum of 14 days prior to being allowed to take the CDL skills test. This applies to original applicants, upgrade in class or adding endorsements which require a skills test. While operating a commercial motor vehicle with a commercial learner's permit, CLP, the applicant must have a licensed CDL operator, with the proper class of license, in the front seat. See Endorsements and Restrictions sections. A CLP is valid for 180 days or expiration of the base license or lawful presence, whichever is earliest. A CLP is eligible to be renewed one time, 30 days prior to expiration. In addition to the general driver license restrictions and endorsements, a CDL holder may also have one or more of the following restrictions or endorsements applied to his license. Endorsements and restrictions for commercial driver license. Code, endorsement. T. Double, triple trailer. P. Passenger. N. Tank vehicle. H. Hazardous material. X. Combination of N and H. S. School buses. Code, restriction. M. Intrastate only, commercial motor vehicle. L. No air brakes. P. Licensed CDL operator in front seat, all classes CMVs. Licensed CDL operator in front seat, CMVs above class B. Licensed CDL operator in front seat, CMVs above class C. For a complete listing of the driver license restrictions and endorsements, visit our website at http://www.dps.texas.gov/driverlicense/endorserestrictions.htm. Farm-related service industry, FRSI, waiver. The Texas Department of Public Safety may waive the commercial driver license, CDL, knowledge and skills tests required by TRC, Section 522.012, and provide for the issuance of a restricted CDL to an employee of a farm-related service industry, FRSI. Seasonal drivers of the following FRSI are authorized by federal and state regulations to obtain the waiver and be issued a restricted CDL. 1. Farm retail outlets and suppliers. 2. Agrochemical businesses. 3. Custom harvesters, includes cotton modular operators. And 4. Livestock feeders. FRSI CDLs shall be issued for Class B and Class C vehicles only. Class A vehicles are not included in the waiver. The FRSI CDL can only be valid for 180 days each 12-month period as indicated on the license. Applicants are not required to pass CDL knowledge or skills tests to obtain an FRSI CDL. However, by rule, the department will require applicants for a Class B FRSI CDL to pass the 20-question Class AB rules test and a skills test in a Class B vehicle before the Class B FRSI CDL will be issued. An applicant for an FRSI CDL must have a good driving record and at least 1 year of driving experience in any type of vehicle. A driver who has not held any motor vehicle operator's license for at least 1 year will not be eligible for the FRSI CDL. Drivers who have between 1 and 2 years of driving experience must demonstrate the good driving record requirements for their entire driving history. Drivers with more than 2 years of driving experience must meet the good driving record requirements for the 2 year period preceding their date of application for an FRSI CDL. A good driving record is defined as 1. No multiple licenses. 2. No driver license suspensions, revocations, disqualifications, or cancellations of any kind. 3. No convictions in any type of motor vehicle for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, leaving the scene of an accident, or committing any felony involving a motor vehicle. 4. No convictions whatsoever in any type of motor vehicle for serious traffic violations, for example, speeding at 15 miles per hour or more above the posted speed limit, reckless driving, improper or erratic lane changes, following too closely, driving a CMV without a CDL in possession, or driving a CMV without a CDL, and 5. No convictions in any type of motor vehicle for accident-connected traffic law violations and no record of at-fault accidents. A holder of an FRSI CDL may not transport hazardous materials in quantities requiring placarding except for the following amounts. 1. Transport 1,000 gallons or less of diesel fuel. 2. Transport 3,000 gallons or less of liquid fertilizer, or 3. Transport any quantity of solid fertilizer not mixed with any organic substance. No other placarded hazardous materials shall be transported by holders of an FRSI CDL. The FRSI CDL confers the right to carry hazardous materials as listed above. No hazardous materials endorsement can be placed on an FRSI CDL. An FRSI CDL driver may only be permitted to operate commercial motor vehicles within 150 miles of the employer's place of business or the farm currently being served. CDL sanctions, disqualifications apply to the FRSI CDL driver just as they do the unrestricted CDL driver. A driver who operates a commercial motor vehicle that is not included in the farm-related service industry waiver or who violates the restriction on the FRSI is subject to a fine as provided in state law, TRC, section 522.043, and suspension of driving privileges as provided in state law, TRC, section 521.294. The FRSI CDL has reciprocity in all states. An applicant for an FRSI CDL must meet all other CDL requirements as provided by 49 Code of Federal Regulations, Part 383, TRC, Section 522, and Department Administrative Regulations. This includes age, minimum age 18 interstate commerce and age 21 interstate commerce, language, vision, and physical requirements. Applicants must complete the CDL-1F application form when applying for the FRSI CDL, renewing the FRSI CDL, or changing the seasonal validity period once each year, and the applicant's employer must complete the backside of the application each time. The fees for an FRSI CDL are the same as for a regular CDL. $60 for originals or renewals, $10 each time the seasonal validity period has to be updated, once each year. General requirements. The following are the general requirements a person must meet in order to apply for a commercial driver license. Interstate. The driver must reside in the state of Texas. Drivers must certify that they meet the qualification requirements of 49 CFR, Part 391, which are briefly: 1. Be 21 years of age. 2. Be able to read and speak the English language. 3. No loss of limb that has not been waived. 4. No impairment of hand, finger, arm, foot, or leg that interferes with driving. 5. No heart problems. 6. No respiratory dysfunction. 7. No high blood pressure. 8. No rheumatic, arthritic, orthopedic, muscular, neuromuscular, or vascular problems that would affect vehicle control. 9. No epilepsy or other condition likely to cause loss of consciousness. 10. No mental, nervous, organic, or functional disease or psychiatric disorder likely to interfere with vehicle control. 11. Vision 20/40 or better in each eye, not color blind. 12. Have good hearing. 13. Not addicted to drugs, and 14. Not addicted to alcohol. Completion of a form CDL-4 is required. Intrastate. The driver must reside in the state of Texas. The driver must be at least 18 years of age. English language is not required. Intrastate drivers must meet all of the fitness requirements listed above for interstate drivers unless exempted. Intrastate drivers who do not meet the vision requirements of 49 CFR, Part 391 may be able to qualify for a vision waiver. A driver must have 20/40 or better distant vision with or without corrective lenses in order to qualify for the waiver. Applicants for a vision waiver must apply through the department's license issuance service, P.O. Box 4087, Austin, Texas, 78773031. Federal physical requirements of 49 CFR, Part 391, do not apply to the following commercial motor vehicle operators who will be required to hold a CDL, but they must meet state medical and vision requirements. A driver who operates a commercial motor vehicle in intrastate commerce, not transporting property requiring a hazardous material placard, and was regularly employed in Texas in intrastate commerce prior to August 28, 1989. CDL must be restricted to intrastate. School bus drivers employed by a private or parochial school and school bus drivers employed by a company that operates school buses under contract with a school while transporting school children and/or school personnel from home to school and from school to home. Persons operating a vehicle for a government entity. This includes school bus drivers employed directly by a school district. Persons occasionally transporting personal property not for compensation nor in the furtherance of a commercial enterprise. persons transporting corpses, sick or injured people. Private transportation of passengers. Intra-city zone drivers with limited exception who possess a DOT medical examiner's certificate restricted to intra-city operation. Medical certificate must be presented to a DPS employee at the time of application. The transportation of farm machinery, supplies, or both, to or from a farm for custom harvesting operations on a farm or the transporting of custom harvested operations to storage or market. Drivers operating motor vehicles controlled and operated by a beekeeper engaged in the seasonal transportation of bees. The operation of a vehicle in intrastate operations used in oil or water well servicing or oil or water well drilling and which is constructed as a machine, consisting, in general, of a mast, an engine for power, a draw works, and a chassis permanently constructed or assembled for such purpose. CDL must be restricted to intrastate. The operation of a mobile crane that is an unladen self-propelled vehicle constructed as a machine used to raise, shift, or lower weights. CDL must be restricted to intrastate. The completion of either form CDL-5 or CDL-10 is required. Commercial driver license, CDL, medical certification requirements. All commercial driver license holders must certify to their medical certification status. For additional information, please visit our website at https://www.dps.texas.gov/driverlicense/medcertrec.htm. Tests. A driver must pass certain knowledge and skills tests depending on the type of commercial driver license and/or endorsements he needs. These tests are described in Section 1.1. Knowledge tests. The knowledge tests are multiple choice and matching type tests. A person must answer 80% of the questions correctly prior to taking the skills test. Sequence of the knowledge exams. Texas Commercial Rules. General knowledge. Combination, if required. Air brakes, if required. Double, triple trailer, if required. Passenger, if required. School bus, if required. Tanker, if required. Hazmat, if required. Safety inspection. Before the driver begins his skills test, the examiner will conduct a safety inspection of the vehicle. This will include equipment requirements, liability insurance requirements, and registration requirements. If the vehicle does not pass inspection, the skills test will be postponed. The vehicle will be inspected for the following: current liability insurance, current registration, inspection certificate, headlamps, for bright and dim, two tail lamps, one for 1959 models or earlier, two stop lamps, one for 1959 models or earlier, turn signals, 1960 or later models. Horn. Exhaust system. License plate, current, 2. Windshield wiper. Rearview mirrors. Safety belt. Approved glass coating material, if applicable. Clearance lamps. Side marker lamps. Side reflectors. Turn signals, all models. Hazard warning lamps. Fire extinguisher, if required. Flashing lights, school bus 2 red alternately flashing lamps to the front and rear. Reflective triangles, if required. Full service brakes. Hydraulic brake. Parking brake. Skills tests. All drivers of CMVs must have the knowledge and skills necessary to operate a CMV safely. The required skills tests, road test, consists of three sections: pre-trip vehicle inspection, basic vehicle control, and safe on-road driving skills. Each section of the skills test must be passed before taking the next section. Section 11, 12, and 13 cover these required skills tests. Basic vehicle control test. A driver will test it on the basic vehicle control skills consisting of three of the following: straight line backing, offset back, right, offset back, left, Parallel park, driver side. Parallel park, conventional. Road test. A driver must take a road test in the vehicle he plans to drive or one in the same class. The road test will consist of the following maneuvers. Start. Quick smooth stop. Upshifting. Downshifting. Lane change. Merge. Use of lanes. Right of way. Posture. Approach to corner. Traffic signals. Traffic signs. Left turns. Right turns. Intersections. Railroad crossing. Curves. Roadside stop, start. Pass or fail. The official conducting the examination will guide the driver through the road tests. If the driver successfully performs the required maneuvers, they will be issued a commercial driver license. If not, they will be required to take the road test again another day. The following factors will result in failure of the road test. Having too many deductions, more than 30. Having or causing an accident. Driving dangerously. Not cooperating. Violating the law. Skills test exemptions. A driver is exempt from the skills test if he, she can certify to meeting all of the following requirements. 1. He, she is currently licensed. 2. During the two-year period immediately prior to applying for a commercial driver license, the driver A. has not had more than one license. B. has not had any license suspended, revoked, or cancelled. Circa has not had any convictions for a disqualifying offense for any type of motor vehicle, such as driving while intoxicated, DWI. Driving under the influence of drugs, DUID. Blood, breath test refusal, BBTR. Failed to stop and render aid, FSRA. Felony involving use of a commercial motor vehicle. The use of a commercial motor vehicle in the commission of a felony involving manufacturing, distributing, or dispensing a controlled substance. Any violation of state or local law relating to motor vehicle traffic control arising in connection with any traffic accident in which the aforementioned driver was at fault. D. Has not had more than one serious traffic violation. Speeding 15 miles per hour over the limit. Reckless driving. Following too close. Unsafe lane change. A violation of the law relating to traffic control arising in connection with a fatal accident excluding parking, weight, and vehicle defect violations. Driving a CMV without a CDL. Driving a CMV without a CDL in possession. 3. The applicant is regularly employed in a job requiring the operation of a commercial motor vehicle and A. has previously taken and passed a skills test given by a state with a classified licensing system and the test was behind the wheel in a representative vehicle for that driver license classification, or B. has operated, for at least 2 years immediately preceding application for a commercial driver license, a vehicle representative of the FEA's commercial motor vehicle he operates or expects to operate. This exemption only applies to drivers whose two-year driving experience has been legal, properly licensed, and who have been driving vehicles that are exempt, firefighters, farmers, etc. Texas drivers applying for a commercial driver license. A driver currently licensed in Texas must present their driver license, proof of their social security number. Examples include actual social security card, health insurance card issued by governmental agencies, peace officer's license issued by TCLEOSE, military identification card, DD-214, pilot's license issued by FAA, certified college or university transcript, IRS form W-2 wage and tax statement, form 1099 MISC, pay stub. Stub must include name and SSN, and Medicare or Medicaid card. A facsimile, flea market, or metal social security card are not acceptable. Also, they will be required to complete an application, a self-certification of medical status, and a qualification certification form, CDL-4, CDL-5, or CDL-10, to certify that they meet or are exempt from certain physical qualifications, along with any other necessary certification forms previously mentioned. All the information necessary to take and pass the required CDL tests is contained in the Texas Commercial Motor Vehicle Driver Handbook. If a Texas driver is upgrading from a Class C license to a higher class license, he will be required to take the Texas Commercial Rules Test. Others applying for a commercial driver license. If a person is applying for a Texas driver license for the first time, they will have to fulfill requirements in addition to those for a Texas driver. They will be required to complete an original application for a Texas driver license and take any knowledge and/or skills tests required. The tests are derived from both the Texas Driver's Handbook and the Texas Commercial Motor Vehicle Driver's Handbook. All necessary forms, handbooks are available at any driver license office or visit our website at www.dps.texas.gov. Application. If an applicant does not pass the knowledge and skills tests on the date of the first application, the pending application will be retained in the driver license system for 90 days. If after 90 days or 3 failures, all required tests have not been passed, the application will be cancelled and a new application, fee and tests will be required. Fees. A CDL will require a fee of $60 for 5 years. If a driver already has a valid Texas driver license, Class A, B, or C, and converts to a commercial driver's license, they will be given a $4 credit for each full year remaining on the current license. A $24 fee is required for an applicant who obtains a commercial leaner's permit, CLP. A $10 fee is required for an applicant who makes a change in the class or type of license, endorsement, or restrictions, or one that adds a class of vehicle to a CDL. The fee for a replacement, duplicate, license is $10. Implied consent. A person who drives a commercial motor vehicle in this state is deemed to have given consent to submit to the taking of one or more specimens of the person's breath, blood, or urine for the purpose of analysis to determine the alcohol concentration or the presence in the person's body of a controlled substance or drug. Not all driver license offices offer skills tests. Office addresses and telephone numbers are located in the telephone book under Texas Department of Public Safety or driver's license or visit our website at www.dps.texas.gov. Disqualifications. If a driver refuses to submit to a blood alcohol content test while driving a commercial motor vehicle, they will lose their commercial driver license for the period of time specified in the law. Reporting convictions. Also explained in Section 1.2 is the requirement for a driver to report all traffic convictions to his employer. Any out-of-state traffic convictions must be reported by the out-of-state licensing authority to the department's Enforcement and Compliance Service. Are the tests difficult? The information contained in this handbook is very technical. A general working knowledge of commercial motor vehicles and their operation may not be sufficient preparation for the CDL tests. Even seasoned, professional commercial drivers need to study this handbook before making application for a CDL. A person should also be familiar with the section titled Special Requirements for Texas Commercial Motor Vehicles. This same information is also found in Section 14 of this CDL handbook. Where do I go? Not all driver license offices offer skills tests. Office addresses and telephone numbers are located in the telephone book under Texas Department of Public Safety or driver's license or visit our website at www.dps.texas.gov. USA Patriot Act. The Uniting and Strengthening America by Providing Appropriate Tools Required to Intercept and Obstruct Terrorism. USA Patriot Act was enacted on October 25, 2001. Section 1012 of the USA of the USA Patriot Act amended 49 U.S.C. Chapter 51 by adding a new Section 5103A titled Limitation on Issuance of Hazmat Licenses. Section 5103A. A. 1. Provides. A state may not issue to any individual a license to operate a motor vehicle transporting in commerce a hazardous material unless the Secretary of Transportation has first determined, upon receipt of a notification, under subsection C, 1b, that the individual does not pose a security risk warranting denial of the license. Section 5103a. A. 2. Subjects license renewals to the same requirements. Section 5103A. D. Requires the Attorney General, upon the request of a state in connection with issuance of a HME, to carry out a background records check of the individual applying for the endorsement and, upon completing the check, to notify the Secretary, as delegated to the Administrator of TSA, of the results. The Secretary then determines whether the individual poses a security risk warranting denial of the endorsement. The background records check must consist of 1. A check of the relevant criminal history databases. 2. In the case of an alien, a check of the relevant databases to determine the status of the alien under U.S. immigration laws. And 3. As appropriate, a check of the relevant international databases through Interpol U.S. National Central Bureau or other appropriate means.